don't care how long you've been here, but I care that we're taking something away from you. You worked hard enough to keep in your family. I care about that a lot.
Because Mother Nut's here. To me, just because we zone it and say it can happen, and we can have density, doesn't mean that people are lining up at the door to build those houses. There's a lot of land out there. There's a lot of places out there. Every lot in St. Mary's isn't full. Just because we say it can happen, I don't want everybody thinking that they zoned it, now it's all gone. You know, we're going to have 400 people moving in downtown next week. I don't see it. I'm kind of in the business, too. I don't see it happening. I mean, I'm staying busy, too, but there's a lot of land being built out there. There's still a lot of room in St. Mary's to build elsewhere also. Some people do still want bigger lots. I guess a lot of people want smaller ones, too. There's just a lot here, and there's a lot more. Biggest thing I want people to know is this zoning ordinance is not all about downtown St. Mary's. So I'm sure there's some of you out there that don't live downtown, or you have friends and neighbors who don't live downtown. They should be just as concerned as you are. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, but if they don't know, if they haven't read this, if they're not paying attention to this, this affects everyone in St. Mary's. So that's what I want to get through to you. This is not about downtown and smaller lots. It's about everything. I'm off my box, my 5 minutes ago.
Anybody else?
Doug, you did good, buddy.
Well, you know, don't get me started.
Don't get me started.
This is true. Tim, I think I won't start.
Marlon?
Can I have one question? When can we get a copy of that?
A copy of what?
This?
Yes.
I do that, yeah.
I got what they have off the website. A lot of that, what I see in this book, is not in my copy.
It's been out there for weeks, so.
That's what we got.
Yep, that's what we got left.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's it.
But a lot of what he showed.
No, that's an older draft. You've got the older draft.
You know, you need to get the one that's.
It's dated October 10th.
You got a new one, when you say clean.
What day? What's the date on yours, ma'am? This way?
What?
If you go to the website now, Jeff has made sure that.
October 10th is the draft that we're working from. Yeah.
When I start, if you recall at the beginning, I said there have been a lot of drafts, and we keep putting the newest one on the website. But the last one came out October 10th, and that has the tables and the form-based information in that the other drafts didn't have. So if you go to the website, you'll see all of that now. I'd like to make, and I don't want to take a lot of time, but I would like to make an observation. When I actually look at the requirements or the standards for rezoning that are in the current law, and those are things that guide the Planning Commission's decision-making, the last one is the extent to which either the current zoning law or a proposed change in zoning law follows the city's comprehensive plan. The city now has a new comprehensive plan, and it's also on the web under master plan. Is that still, we still have the tab for the link for master plan?
Yes.
So there's a link to the master plan, and the reason for discussing that is for two reasons. There's a couple of sections in the master plan that talk about character areas and what does the S stand for in SWOT?
Strength, weakness, opportunity,
threat. Yeah, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It's called SWOT. You'll see tables in these areas that talk about what you could do, what you shouldn't do, what could be good, what could be bad. Because it's all background for the last section, which is the community work program. But the very beginning, like section 1 and section 2 and section 3, I think, are a lot of survey and demographic information. And it talks about the ability to get transportation for people in different areas of the city. Talks about food deserts, where people can't get to a food store for their bread and milk. There are surveys, and no matter, one of the things we saw in the master plan was that no matter how you sliced the demographics, whether it was by age or geography or anything else, the two things that people wanted were opportunities for businesses to be downtown and economic development for the city. So that master plan, which the city has adopted, has basically set some wheels in motion for things that the city needs to do over the next 10 years. Part of what's at work with the zoning code is to make the opportunities for both business and residences to find a new balance and a new quality. And so when you read this, go in and look at the master plan and look at different sections, breeze through it. You don't have to read all 84 pages. But if you read the executive summary and you read the community work plan, which are the 94 projects to be done over the next 10 years, you'll see some of the reasons why the city feels it's important to consider the adoption of a new comprehensive zoning map and code. So your concern, we appreciate the concerns. I think the concerns are real. They don't go away whether you're under the old code or even this new code. It's just a question of how we can deal with them, because there are limitations where we can't help people under the current zoning code, because building standards have changed, design standards have changed, materials have changed, and things like that. So I would ask you to think about it some more. Read through the master plan, read through the zoning code. You have till November 3rd to supplement anything that you've said tonight in writing. And the more we get, the better off we will be. We have 17,000 people, and this is the number of people that showed up tonight to talk about this, and I applaud you for coming out, sitting through almost 2 hours of this, and I can tell you that I feel enlightened, because I appreciate hearing things that I don't normally get to hear, and I think that that's a good thing. One last chance. Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Can I just say one more thing? I have a question.
Just come to the mic, please.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Valerie Fouts, 310 West Bryant. I do understand the history. What Mr. Stovall was talking about earlier, that the shops and the businesses were downtown, and basically the Gilman Paper Company employed most everyone within St. Mary's and downtown. So that was kind of like your little Mayberry. I mean, I don't know how it was, but by Mayberry, I mean you had your grocery, you had your bank, you had your drugstore. And I know we keep talking about you want to sustain downtown, but we can't do it unless we build houses. I guess my question is there anything else that we can build St. Mary's on? This place is rich in history. I mean, it could be the destination that we really would like it to be, that I know we like people going to Cumberland Island. But there's so much history here, and you have so much you can. I just wonder why we're not really playing on that instead of just trying to build and get the tax money, and you're going to lose that flavor. And I keep hearing that there's nothing downtown, or there's nothing to sustain it. Well, you're right. There is nothing. It's a dead end. It goes right into the St. Mary's River. So, I mean, you know, those shops there can only be sustainable for, at this point, I'm thinking more along the lines of what they kind of are now. You've got your little restaurants, and you've got your specialty shops, or you've got your, you know, like Lucy Gunn, these really neat places. And it is a destination. It will not be a destination if we crowd and get high density in. It's just going to be another city within a city within a city. It's just not going to work anymore. You're going to lose the flavor of St. Mary's and the history that is here. And I really do think that we should think about how we can kind of network into the history that is here and the people that remember things. I mean, I have wonderful neighbors I've met that they tell me these stories all the time, and I'm always saying, put that in your book, George, or write that down, or there's a story here. But, you know, again, it's a dead end to the river. What do we have from a river now going back out the highway? I see you're leaving St. Mary's, but is there not property there that can be built for businesses? I mean, I know when I go down the highway, I'm seeing empty banks. I'm seeing empty restaurants. I'm seeing all these empty businesses that have been empty for almost 3 years that I've been here. I don't understand that. And I understand that's not St. Mary's, I guess, anymore. Is that Kingsland? Am I correct on that?
St. Mary's goes out Osborne all the way to the St. Mary's Road out to the to 95.
So it really there aren't any. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I know there's maybe there used to be a grocery store or something between here and there. I go to Walmart or I go to Winn-Dixie. But you're right. There is kind of sort of a food desert here. I mean, what you were talking about that I don't understand why we don't have more businesses closer into St. Mary's or going out of St. Mary's or along the road. There's some really neat shops. There's some neat buildings. I don't understand why they're not being utilized.
I recommend that you look at the master plan because there was a lot of attention paid to Midtown where the shopping center is and the cinema.
Yeah.
And how to link that to downtown and how to have a combination of business and residential development.
Is that still St. Mary's there?
Yes.
But we've got empty restaurants there and empty buildings. Why? I mean, are they over taxed? Is the rental too high? I mean, I don't get it.
That's a question for a different forum. Really
it may be, but it's that. Also a moneymaker, and we wouldn't be standing here talking about this as much as we are.
Well, part of the purpose of the zoning code is to create an opportunity for an incubator for businesses and residences that we don't have now. If that was the purpose, when we talked to the consultant to say this is what we need to do, and what we're looking for are comments to say, okay, how can we make the zoning code create a more attractive environment for both business and residences to get that development? We have a downtown development authority. We have the county JDA. State has economic development resources. I know that the city is working with all of them. Things just don't happen overnight.
I understand that, but I do fear that all these houses may happen overnight. And I feel like that you're shaking your head, but you can guarantee that it won't happen fast,
no.
And it won't just slip through and slip under.
I'm in real estate and have been.
I understand that. I understand
years,
that.
So
I understand that. But I'm not even going to go there. But thank you all very much.
All right. I'm going to close the public hearing and reconvene the business meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Can we talk about this other meeting that you talked about in November that was nowhere on our schedule?
No, we have to talk about that with Jeff and give him our availability, and then he's going to do a special call meeting.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk, we can't talk about it now.
Yeah.
It's just nice to know what.
Yeah, you can just have a discussion about what your next steps are going to be. That you don't have to.
Our next step is a meeting, a special call meeting where we can discuss the changes. And if you look at the calendar, it would be.
It might. one of the things you could do as part of that is have a work session prior to go over, you know, those kind of changes. I mean, just it right prior to that, immediately prior is what I'm saying. Not another. Yeah.
Y'all will meet today.
Yes, yeah, no, exactly. No, I'm not saying that.
Well, we just have a vote tonight. We'll vote on
it. I mean, yeah. Right now, first of all, we have on our meeting thing tomorrow night if necessary. And I'm trying to figure out, did we figure out if that's necessary?
It's not necessary because there's no.
Okay, that was it. So yeah. That's where I was trying to go before we adjourn tonight. Yeah. We know where we're going tomorrow.
I'm glad you outlined that, Doug.
Well, adjourn is a termination.
Yeah.
It's not a recess.
Yeah, but just to clarify for everyone, I think.
I'm not going to leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
Unless everybody wants to.
And so that was my next. So nothing tomorrow night. So we clarify for everyone who's still on board. But the next thing is that next, if we are planning of the November 6th time frame, the availability of people on November 6th, because my suggestion would be is to have a work session prior to just kind of go over those suggested changes, what people have brought up today, and we can walk through that. And then to hold a meeting immediately following that. I mean, scheduled for a time.
Mayor, I think there's a quarterly town meeting November 6th if it's a Thursday.
We're talking about that Tuesday is what we were.
November 6th is Monday.
Sorry.
Yeah, the week of that week is.
Just want to be careful we don't interact with a quarterly town meeting.
I was thinking November 7th if it's available for anyone. No.
Unless you're voting in Virginia.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, that's I agree with that.
Nothing could bother that now, Doug.
That's right.
I got
so
my card.
So is that it was the 8th?
Yeah.
How about the
9th?
The
9th,
that's a good day.
9th is a Thursday. Does the city have a meeting?
No, nothing that I know
is
of.
Is it the 2nd or the 9th that you have?
The 2nd.
Okay.
All right. So is the 9th what people want?
I think that'd work.
Larry said he wanted to vote tonight. That's what Larry said.
I'm just going to go along tonight as I had to leave here.
We have a comment set.
Yes,
comments are open until November 3rd.
Well, we can't vote on until the vote.
That's right.
So, is that an agreement? The 9th?
Works for me.
Works.
November 9th at 5:30, special called meeting.
Okay.
Work and session.
Would you like a work session to begin, you know, to...
At 5:30?
To kind of go over the changes at 5:30, and then we hold the meeting at 6:30?
I think, though, but if... What I would ask the members of the committee to do, if there are changes that you feel based on the public comment tonight or that you have observed in the code, please send an email to Jeff so he can... list them so that we have them organized.
Yeah.
And we can go through by sections 1, 2, 3, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do is just so if you have questions or comments, send them to me, meet with me. You know, I'm happy to talk with them. Give me a call because it is. It makes much more logical sense just to go by it in the ordinance order and we can get through that. We can talk about that at the work session. How we want to manage it.
Okay. Is there any other business to be considered?
Noisy.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Williams' motion. Ms. Stasness seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you all for attending.
Doug, what you do?
Please make a note. No planning commission business on November 20th.
Yeah, he's going to have to clean the erasers.
Yeah.
What is that? I'm not here.
Is that what day is that?
That's Monday. That's Monday. That's a council meeting day.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to do that. We wouldn't do that. Be the first Monday.
Okay, that'd be good, because I'm here for both meetings. Just I got my Thanksgiving trip to Grand Cayman with the family.
Oh, yeah. Don't want that to...